Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Beatrice Harris reporting for Season 9, Cosmic Collision, Humanist Rising. I would like to offer my sincerest apologies. I know I haven't been posting a lot of episodes lately, but a lot of things have happened in my life that, fortunately, I kind of got a little sidetracked. But don't get it twisted. I'm still keeping track of this fallacy that has been going on since the sun rose in the early hours of March 1st, 2020. You know, when we talk about diseases, we seem to disregard the impact it does have on the human brain. It is one of the most deadly conditions that destroys the human body over time. Many will feel this effect as a result of contracting a virus, environmental causes, cancer, and other factors. When the body is affected by these pathologies, many issues will take place, issues that modern medicine won't be able to resolve. Now, they knew the benefits that good, healthy food can do. So they poisoned our food supply. They knew the body needs clean water to function properly. Guess what they did with that? Stress kills the body cells over time. Fear causes autoimmune reactions. Do you see where I'm going with this? We can't heal fully from the drugs they push into our system. And when I say drugs, I mean the shit they cook up in their labs and sell you a story on how good it works and how many it's helped people just so they can run your pockets and leave you on your own should something happen to you. They push the ads for biologicals, those injections that you receive, knowing the negative impact it can have on the overall body, causing rare infections and cancers that modern therapies can't treat. These are quite aggressive and they can kill a person in a year, trust me. But even though they are aware of this fact, they still press on. The question is, why? Natural medicine has always been the bane of big pharma, just like farm to table has been a thorn in big ag's side, and free energy was cast down because, well, it would be free. So much information flowing about in the Internet of Things can cause a great deal of confusion. That is, if it can't be comprehended. But there are those that do comprehend the dark evils that have infested humanity, me being one of them. Time will always tell the story. And truth is the climatic force that drives our need to question, our need to hold those accountable for the horrors they have forced upon us and how they are still forcing it upon us now. In my time of doing this podcast, which I started in 2018, I have written well over 250 episodes, and unfortunately, what I suspected came true. From the fallacy of the CARES Act, blatant lying coming from the CDC. I even had my own suspicions when it came to the symptoms. Mask wearing was a cover-up on so many levels, it wasn't even subtle anymore. With the rash of Facebook posts demonstrating that masks were used as a form of silence in the times of slavery. And the treatments that proved to treat the symptoms. And dare I say it, clear the infection from the person was cast out and blocked. But there are treatments that were professed to be safe and effective that ended up killing many. You decide which ones. So much money was poured into financing this massive deception, and too many have died because of it. The very nature of the time known as the Great Awakening / Deception is coming to a head, following a very controversial documentary called Watch the Water. Keep an open mind. Just listen. Following that, the shouting from the liberals began, not seeing the science, not seeing that there could be a possibility that lie began in 2019 or earlier. And that lie was far more depraved than we could ever imagine. And this is why humanity may be doomed to fail. Long ago, we had the courage to look into such inconsistent patterns and strange situations that didn't add up. But over time, we were threatened, we were attacked, we were brainwashed, we were manipulated, and in worst cases, silenced. They're the very meaning of malicious and malignant. They sold the disease to the people and they just accepted it. They didn't dare to question, especially the fact that they provided such silence by forms of stimulus checks, tax rebates, and other services. What most don't realize is that their lives have been destroyed by the sick and twisted agenda, and now, up to now, I am in disbelief that there really isn't a very massive outcry. When I say massive, I mean at least 80% of the population is fed up. We relied too heavily on the brave souls who laid everything on the line. Their jobs, their life, their YouTube channel are being labeled the enemy, while the ones who profess they care so much happen to be the ones doing this to us. Have you not learned from the past? Have you not learned the patterns by now? If not, I kind of weep for you. Because this is only the beginning. Many who are in disbelief that our government could possibly be artificially causing these inflation rates, wake up. Don't be woke. Wake up. Pay attention to the ongoing trends, but don't become too enamored with it. Pay attention to the reports, but don't become so consumed by it. Simply observe and repeat. Eventually, hopefully, if your brain hasn't been too damaged by the incessant chemical brainwash that's been going on for damn near over 100 years, you'll figure out that all of this was done by the individuals that you look up to the most. Doesn't that make you feel so happy? Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.